Oh, yes. No one knows this song but me.
I know it.
And Valero. It sounds like that's funny because this is the Jacksons, but this is from the Victory CD, Body. But the code word this hour is Victory. So I said to Valero, play something off the Victory CD.
I thought of it first. Okay.
Time for your chance to win $1,000, WQAM's $1,000 slap shot. Text the word Victory to 72881, and you're registered. It's that simple. Text Victory to 72881 right now. WQAM's $1,000 slap shot brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. How are you, Omar?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
Let me ask you a question quickly before we get started here on the Dolphins. Today is a think. What are we calling it, Valero?
Think Hard Thursday.
Think Hard Thursday. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
I would rather the dumbest fight question. Duck-sized horses.
Rather than one horse-sized duck?
Yes. I feel like the horse-sized duck could actually bite me or eat me. So I can kick
right.
the duck-sized
horse. Yeah, you could slap a duck. It still has the mannerisms of a duck.
But you know what, Crowder?
Ducks are aggressive, though.
Yeah, and you know what? And Crowder, I think you're underestimating the size of a horse. You're forgetting it's a duck that's the size of a horse. He's bigger than you.
Big, fat, but fat mid-body, little short stubby legs with no knees, and a long-ass neck with a rounded beak. What is aggressive? I would smack it in its face.
No, I disagree. I think, and they can fly. You can't get away from it. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to do better than that.
They snap at you.
Y'all think about this. 100 ants make you run. 100 horses, little baby horses, would make you haul ass. You run from 100 ants.
Who runs from 100 ants?
I don't know.
Anybody that ants get on them.
When you step on an ant pile, you're running.
You shuffle.
No, you step on the ants.
On an ant pile?
100 ants? 100. Crawling up your leg?
Yeah. No, no.
You don't even go outside. Now I'm not talking about this with you.
You didn't say 100 ants crawling up your leg. You said if you see 100 ants, you run.
And 100 little horses would get on your ass like a spider monkey.
I would kick them. I would kick them.
100?
100. I kick them.
That's a lot, Omar.
They'd see one. But the horse-sized duck can attack me, can fly. I can't evade it. He can fly. He's got a beak that I'm assuming can fit my head in it.
Yeah, of course it can. Of course it can. It's the size of a horse.
And when you get in his mouth, what is he going to do? Nub you to death?
I'm not saying he's going to eat me to death.
He's going to gnaw on you like a piece of beef jerky.
He's got a better chance to cause some damage. I think if you had 100 duck-sized, 100 duck-sized horses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think if you just run, they scatter.
Wiggle your fingers and yell,
hey! It's like a Hurricanes at a kickoff. Hey! Yeah, I think they scatter. I'm with Omar on this one.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, okay. Go fight your horse-sized duck. See how you do.
See, Crowder, you know I rarely ever agree with Hawk. So that shows you that, you know, you might be a little bit off base.
We're the only ones that thought this out, Omar. I think Crowder's speaking off the cuff, as he often does.
I like 1-on-1 better than 100-on-1.
But it's a horse-sized duck.
I know. He has weaknesses.
Sometimes duck-sized ducks are victorious over humans.
When? In Boca?
I've heard.
A goose? A goose now.
A goose. Don't F with a goose.
A goose is a bigger duck. Now, you don't want to do battle with a goose. Hell,
right.
You don't want to do battle with an ostrich, much less a horse-sized
duck. I don't even
want
gooses to know that you were talking bad about them on the radio, to be quite honest.
I'd dive on that long neck. I would suplex it.
Can't suplex a goose. Where am I?
Omar Kelly's on the phone.
Oh, all right. How do you feel about Adam Gase to the Jets? That's kind of funny, isn't it?
I mean, they've dealt with Dolphin leftovers for a while, so you know it's nothing new. Their last coach was a Dolphins interim head coach, Todd Bowles. Doesn't scare me. Do I believe that he can make Sam Darnold something good? Maybe, probably. But as long as he doesn't have personnel decisions, I really don't. They don't fear me. I mean, if he has personnel decisions or say they don't fear me. I think he's a good coach. I think he will eventually be a good coach. But Adam's ego is just out of control. His arrogance is just off the charts. He might do well in New York, but you know, I'm not sure he can handle the criticism of that market.
And, like, what did he tell them, Omar? Like, because we were down here, you know, we were day-to-day watching Gates. We saw the last three games. Did he have something to sell the New York Jets through his last 3 years?
Oh, absolutely. He can make a quarterback look good, whether it's catfish or not. Ryan Tannehill had some of his best statistics in years and winning percentage under Adam Gase. And that's somebody who people universally view as just a stopgap quarterback. And Adam truly does believe he can win with any quarterback. He can mold and make any quarterback a good player. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be a winning quarterback or they're going to lead them to a winning team. But Adam Gase has nothing to be ashamed of in terms of his Dolphins tenure, 23-25 with one playoff appearance. Nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not surprised that he got recycled. I'm not surprised that he stayed in the division. It just wasn't going to work here.
I think he's got stuff to be ashamed of. I honestly do. I mean,
what does he have to be ashamed of?
I mean, you know, if you come in under the guise of being a quarterback whisperer and you attach yourself to Ryan Tannehill and you jettison every player that has any kind of personality, arrogant about it, you know, with the media. I don't know. I don't think there's anything to be proud about either. Maybe there's no shame, but there's certainly no pride in what he did here.
He didn't. That's not fair. He didn't jettison. I have something up on the Sun Sentinel right now, which deals with the myth versus the reality versus fiction about his tenure here with Miami. Because right now you're seeing the Adam Gase spin, which is what happens when you're a made man, and people want to clean up your messes or paint a pretty picture for it. And it's really dealing with what happened here, and people want to clean up your messes or paint a pretty picture for it. And it's really dealing with what happened here in Miami. And the bottom line on why Adam Gase isn't here is because his players didn't believe in him anymore. You could say whatever you want about the record. You could say whatever you want about jettisoning other players. They didn't believe in him anymore. And that basically hints that we were going to do a repeat of the 2015 Joe Philbin season, which basically means the players just weren't in and don't care. And you couldn't do that. So you had to start over. And unfortunately, you know, you're one of the last two teams that haven't named a head coach, but eventually you'll get there, and eventually maybe this franchise will figure it out.
And I wanted to ask you about that. Oh, being the last team to pick a coach, isn't that bad? Haven't you waited till the pool is empty?
No, I disagree with that. If you know who you want and they're still playing, their teams are still in the playoffs, which I do believe is the case. I think Richard is, from what I'm told or what the word on the street is, the hot guy. More than likely, unless a Harbaugh falls off a tree and just ends up in your lap, I think he's going to be the head coach. I'm not sure it's Dan Orizzi he's supposed to interview on Friday, but if I'm Chris Greer and I'm the lone African-American GM in the entire NFL and I get one opportunity to name a head coach, I'm not sure if I'm going with the layup in Darren Rizzi, as competent, as productive as Rizzi is, and as I'm certain he can do the job. But how many head coach hirings do you think Chris Greer is going to have in him in his career? This is his second now that he's going to be involved in. So, from what I hear about Richard, he's a young Mike Tomlin. He is charismatic, intelligent. Builds an aggressive defense, one that Chris Greer is accustomed to and familiar with building in terms of a 4-3 scheme. The question is who's going to be his offensive coordinator, but I think that would be a question with anybody left still on the table.
And I got to get to Tannehill. Oh, give me the scenario that Tannehill is still on the Miami Dolphins. Paint that picture for me.
Humanity ends. There are 30 survivors a la Bird Box, and Ryan Tannehill is one of them.
There has to be more to it.
No, I don't believe that he can be back. I think his teammates are done with him. Not all of them, but a good percentage of them. And you can't keep purging this team just because they don't want to be on a long list of people that at Ryan Tannehill gets fired. However, I do believe that there isn't going to be a market for him. I think and depending on whether or not you can sign a bridge quarterback, you might just keep him as your bridge quarterback. But yeah, does this team need to draft a quarterback? Absolutely. Do they need to start fresh with a new guy, whether it be a veteran or somebody or a rookie? Yes, but things have to fall in your favor in terms of the quarterbacks that you have interest in the draft, and in terms of the veterans who have an option and get to choose you, not the other way around. Teddy Bridgewater is here. He's in this market. He trains down here. He lives down here. He'd want to be a Miami Dolphins starting quarterback, but the money has to be right. And, you know, the opportunity has to be more beneficial to him than any other opportunity. And I think it will be, but, you know, only time and the offer will tell.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is with us. Is there, I don't know if you've done your draft research yet, but is there a quarterback, a Dwayne Haskins, or what if Josh Rosen was made available by the Cardinals because is there anyone that jumps out at you?
In this draft or Josh Rosen?
In the draft or a trade for Josh Rosen?
I don't want nothing to do with Josh Rosen now or last year or ever. That's just not the quarterback that I think can lead a team to a winning season. I think he's the Jimmy Clausen of this era. Now, in terms of there are two quarterbacks, the Ohio State quarterback and the Oklahoma quarterback, as tiny as he is, there are a lot of people that are buzzing about them, and there's also Drew Lock who's out there. I haven't watched any coaches film or any All-22s on any of those quarterbacks, but those are the three that I expect to be first-round quarterbacks. But then, again, you know, who's to say that the Dolphins won't just wait until next year's batch of quarterbacks and do that? Because, honestly, that's probably what they need in order to transform this franchise's trajectory. There are going to be 2 to 3 that are considered elite. Now it's early. Injuries could happen. Everything, you know, could change. But those are the guys that you wait for, and those are the guys that you potentially do something that I won't say here, but rhymes with ink.
AO at the Chris Greer, Stephen Ross joint press conference, Stephen Ross kind of insinuated about being bad to get good. Mm-hmm. Is Stephen Ross prepared to own a 3-13 team knowing that that's the rebuild?
Is he prepared to ink?
Is he yes, in so many words, yes.
Yeah, the first rule about tanking is you can't talk about tanking. So we can't technically talk about tanking, but clearly the man said that he's prepared to, you know what.
Yeah, but, you know, that's easier said than to go through 16, you know, really 17 weeks of getting your ass whooped.
I mean, you have to be
tough.
Mentally prepared. Like, you really have to buy into that. If hey, we're going to field a team that might get us 2 wins, 3 wins, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get a pass from the media or the fans, even though we say that we'll give you a pass.
Yeah. And the head coach you bring in has to understand that you're not putting that on his resume.
Right.
Correct, yes. The man said it in a press conference. You don't think he's serious about it?
Yeah, well, he didn't really flat out say it. That's why I asked you. He kind of insinuated it, but I don't know if he can go through with it.
Here's how we'll tell if he can go through with it. So Steve Ross likes the free agent. He likes buying free agents. He likes spending money on his team because it gives him the hope of putting together a better team and a better record and maybe being competitive, maybe making a playoff push. If Steve Ross doesn't spend money this offseason, we know what that's about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a pretty good harbinger of what will be coming for the following season. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. You can find him locally fighting a horse-sized duck when the opportunity presents itself.
It's never going to be there.
You don't think anywhere in the solar system there is a horse-sized duck?
Well, I can't say that.
Right.
So a big solar system.
You never know. All right.
There are like 100 creatures on this earth. How we don't think that we're the only things out here? Come on, man.
Do you think that there is a sports radio station on a different planet? Do you think? And they're covering what?
Really?
what Crowder said.
That was a human-sized horse.
I don't think Crowder was, yeah, human-sized human. I don't think Crowder was doing anything funny there. He was practicing for one of his commercials.
They're covering human racing.
And we're the dumbest, too.
You think we're the dumbest creatures on the planet?
Because they're down here with us. We can't find them. We're happy about seeing Mars.
You think they're here?
They've been here.
You think they've been
that,
here?
That, have you that been thing in New York? That you can believe whatever you want. Power surge, whatever. That was a visit.
What are you talking about? It was a power. Mm-hmm. There was a fire at the power plant.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, sure. Uh huh. That's what they would tell you. That's what the government would tell you.
You think? Omar, you're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
He is not. He's laughing.
I'm with him.
I know you're not serious.
I'm with him, man.
Oh, okay. Jack.
Let me deal with this problem. Let me put this on a shelf for you so you can. If aliens came to Earth and were on Earth, do you think that there would be like a major announcement on Twitter? Like, don't you think that the government would lie about it, try to cover it up?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, I believe aliens have been here before. I honestly do. I think that they may have, landed here. I'm not necessarily certain the government knows about it, but I don't think that what happened, that blast of light in New York, was aliens visiting.
I'm just saying that they explained it to you, but were you truly buying it?
I'm not even certain looking at Crowder, to be quite honest. You see how many teeth this dude has?
Yeah.
It's like they almost got it right. The other planet, like they almost got it right. Yeah. It's like nobody has an exact number of the teeth. All right, we'll try a few rows and see if he blends in.
I wouldn't be surprised if I was made by something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah, man.
See ya, Omar.
I guess.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Quick break for us, and we'll come right back.
Radio.com.
Anything doing with the University of Miami offensive coordinator?
I heard you want to
get rumors.
Did y'all get a hell of a safety? Bubble
yes.
something?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did get a transfer safety.
From USC.
Yeah.
That's good.
How about Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts is going to transfer. His transfer papers are in.
And there's somebody else from Ohio State, Tate Martell.
Yeah, people are talking about him, too.
Because the Georgia guy is going to Ohio State.
Justin Fields.
So now the Ohio State kid wants to leave. I don't want to hurt y'all's feelings, but I have to be honest. That's my job. If you were a quarterback, why would you want to come play down here?
Well, I think if you're a quarterback like Jalen Hurts,
you've played behind the Alabama offensive line for years.
Okay, but here's what I think. I'm thinking it through as you say it. If you're a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, you've already kind of proven yourself in college, right? Now, you just happen to be playing on a team with one of the best college quarterbacks that we've seen.
Yes.
But Jalen Hurts is a hell of a quarterback.
And he'll make the Canes 10 times better.
But he's going to make an NFL roster, too. Right? There's no question. It reminds me of who was the it was Lonnie Walker, one and done with the Miami Hurricanes on the Spurs now. He actually hit a three for his first bucket. Remember what Ira Winderman said to us about Lonnie Walker? That he had already been identified by NBA scouts. Because I said, did that season, the one season with Miami, did that help his draft stock or hurt it? Because I didn't think he did anything that special. And Ira Winderman said, NBA scouts have already identified Lonnie Walker is a lottery pick. Doesn't matter what he does in college. They've already recognized it in high school. They know it's just a thing that he's got to play at least a year in college. They've already got him slotted. Someone's going to take him. It doesn't matter what he does. With Jalen Hurts, don't you think he's at a point where someone, I maybe I'm wrong, but someone, some team is already identifying him or some scout, whoever it is, as NFL caliber quarterback talent. So then where does he go? Does he need to, like, he needs to be at a good, well-respected university, which Miami is. He needs to come in and be able to play, which I believe he would here. Yes. I think there's an argument to be made for him coming here.
But then he's doing it all by himself. Like, there's no All-Americans. There's no ACC. I'm talking about offensively. Defensively, there are some players. Like, offensively, Travis Homer decided to go to the NFL. Jalen Hurts would get drafted over Travis Homer this draft if Jalen Hurts came out. Who was the big talk? Cager. Cager hit
He's
it.
He's transferring.
He transferred. Like, this offensive line is not that good. He'll come here and get his molars knocked out like Brad Kaya did.
I don't know where the other options are for Jalen
Hurts.
Yeah,
like, where else would he go?
In other words, if he goes to a smaller school, does he do himself any good? Like, does he do himself – now, again, if he goes to Miami and they're, you know, five-win team and don't go to a bowl game, does he hurt his draft? I don't know. I really don't know how it works.
I just don't know if he – like you're saying, I believe he'll get drafted. I believe he might be – honestly, he'll probably be a Kaya-type guy, sixth, seventh round. Let's see what he has. He goes to a team that does something, balls out, you know, and it's going to be hard to say he's going to go to a top 10 team because a top 10 team right now has their quarterback set. If you go to the top 10, I guarantee we know all the quarterbacks on those teams. But a top 20 team that has a good defense, question mark quarterback, but just a team with some more talent offensively, he's coming down here to play with no conference, not even all conference players. Alabama, they have All-Americans backing up All-Americans.
He's not playing at Alabama, so it doesn't matter. And he's not going to get to go into a top-flight SEC school and start right now. They're set.
Well, there's odds on mybookie.com. TCU is the favorite at plus 400, then Auburn at plus 500. That's
okay,
SEC
so
school.
Auburn, would be a high-profile program.
Maryland is third, and then Miami's fourth.
And he gets to play in the Iron Bowl against Alabama.
Understood. That would be an appeal. Maryland, to me, that doesn't do anything. So, to me, it looks like I would go, there's three possibilities for Jalen Hurts. TCU, Auburn, Miami. And maybe, you know, Manny Diaz can make the case if you're talking with Jalen Hurts, like, hey, you come down here, there's a whole bunch of people that are waiting for you. Look at the lineage of our quarterback tree at University of Miami. You can be talked about, you know, if things go right, you can be talked about with Vinny Testaverde and Bernie Kosar and Gino Toretta. And I don't know, I think there's a case to be made.
I think there's a gigantic lack of talent offensively for the Canes. If I was a defensive tackle, come play in front of Quarterman and McLeod and Pickney and those guys, Bandy still back there, it would be a pull to play with some guys. If I'm looking at the roster, what offense – we always talk about where Wade brought players here. The reason LeBron came here was because of Wade. What player, if he's looking at all – what were they, 12 games last year they played? All 12 games – what player is he going to look at and say, I want to throw the ball to him. I want to hand the ball to him. Because Lingard is a high, big name, but they didn't even play him this year. Lingard didn't get no burn.
I can't argue.
He got hurt, though, towards the end of the year.
But Lingard. I can't argue with you on that. Like, there's a reason that Mark Richt retired, and it was because he was going to have to revamp the entire offense. Like, I'm with you. Like, there's no sizzle to that offense, but
he could be the savior.
He's the guy that would provide it. Like, there would be no doubt as to what was different.
Oh, yes. Oh, now, to that point, that takes some big marbles to say, oh, these guys?
I can make the difference.
I don't need names. Whoever I throw it to is going to catch it. I don't know if he has those marbles.
I mean, there's no question he would come in and start, right? I mean, there's no question.
No question.
No question that Jaren Williams would transfer, too.
Somebody texts in, his OC just took the Maryland job. Is that true? I don't know if that's a draw or not.
That's Mike Locksley?
Did he just take the Maryland job?
I don't know, but Mike was at Florida with me. He left, he jumped around, got in some trouble, I think, in New Mexico, and now he bounced back.
Yes, Mike Locksley.
Locksley, he's a good coach. We had a crush on his wife at Florida. A little information for y'all.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Why do we want that information?
I don't know.
It's pretty good information.
It's not pretty good.
Because now somebody's out there going to look up Mike Locksley's wife and be like, hey, the whole team in Florida had a crush on Mike Locksley's wife, and you're going to look at the picture and say, okay, we understand.
Oh, she is pretty.
Creepy. Told you. This is all creepy.
I was so nice at those team dinners. Hey, Miss Locksley, how you doing? Yes, yes, ma'am. Number 55, how you doing? Janet Crowder.
Our sister station, Kiss Country, is having their 34th annual chili cook-off. It's powered by Ford. January 26th, CB Smith Park, Pembroke Pines. That's right by your house, isn't it?
Right down the road. Don't tell people where I stay. I'm scared of getting robbed.
He lives in CB Smith Park. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, many more. You can get tickets right now at WKIS.com. It's a great concert experience. That is January 26th. I know you're going to talk about Delaware Chicken Farm in a moment. They brought us stone crabs today. Crowder brought us stone crabs today. It's always a special day when Crowder, we see him walking up the stairs. He's got that tray.
They were so good, too.
So good, man. You know, I asked earlier in the show for people to text in because I sent out on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. Crowder's on Instagram, Official Channing Crowder. Falero's on Instagram, Eric Falero, E-R-I-C-K. Falero. I Instagrammed some video of Crowder and the stone crabs, but I said earlier in the show, like, how many people listening have never had stone crab? And we got a whole bunch of texts from people that, yeah, they've heard about stone crabs, but they just never had them, either A, because they're too expensive, or B, they just don't live in an area that they're, I mean, you can get them at any place in South Florida. There's always, wherever, you know, area you're in, either a restaurant or some store is going to have stone crab available. That's not the case across the country.
I didn't see a stone crab in person until I got to the University of Florida, 18 years old.
They are so good. That's my favorite. What would you prefer? A whole Maine lobster, stone crab, crab legs?
Stone crab.
Stone crab. Me too. It's so easy. That's, yeah. You know, and you get all that crab meat. Mm. So good. So thank you, Delaware Chicken Farm.
Oh, my goodness.
And thank you, Channing Crowder, for thinking of the little guys.
Yeah, my people.
Thanks, he
could've,
Crowder.
Could have sat in his car and just ate him on his own instead.
No.
Brought him up here. He shared him with me and Falero and Steph
the
and
community.
Tree.
Community. I'm a community guy.
Did Biff take any? I know Biff got here a few minutes ago.
I hope so.
Yeah. Kodak Black is always looking out for everyone on this show.
I'm going to bring some more stone crabs next week.
I hope so.
Yeah. Kodak and I agree.
That tickles me.
All right. Do we have any giveaways today, or are we done with the giveaways?
We are done with the Funky Buddha giveaways.
All right. We've done plenty of those.
See?
Oh, so much going on.
Mrs.
Man.
Loxley. People right. have looked her up.
Now I got to look.
I did text line. I just told you what's going to happen, man. Hey, Miss Loxley, how you doing? You saw me last week? Yeah, that was me, 55.
Mrs. Loxley. I'm not looking at the right thing.
What'd you put in there?
Who does Biff look like again, Falero?
Cleo
Nobody
Flemings.
Cares. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Funny thing, during the commercial break, I said I thought I smelled food. You rarely smell food. We're in, you know, this dying space capsule. We're really cut off from the rest of the building. Anyway, Falero, who is Cuban, I said to him, do you smell that? He said, oh, I'm cooking something in the microwave downstairs. I said, what are you cooking? And he said, picadillo.
It was a joke.
That was not a joke.
I just didn't want to say it because you're not Spanish, so I'm not going to say it to you like that. Picadillo.
But you said picadillo.
Yeah, picadillo. Like quesadilla. Whatever, you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Whatever's in that pot back there is disgusting looking.
Yeah, you called it dog vomit. I don't think it's close
you,
to that.
But you, we've talked about this before. You like a good old Marge Podge.
Yeah, I do like my
oh,
food
I
mixed.
Like I like that.
Oh, I'm that shepherd's pie
oh,
and all
love
that
it.
Crap.
Yeah.
Man, I hate Marge Podge.
Oh, it's why I like going to like a chicken kitchen and you get the
yes.
the original chop chop and it's the chicken and the rice and you put the mustard curry sauce on it and you mash it all up yeah. together. You don't like that?
I like my meat, my veggies, and my carbs in separate portions of the plate. I don't like all the Marge.
I like
Podge.
It all together.
Yeah, man, that's.
Yeah, I asked him the other day, you like a Chipotle burrito? And he's like, no.
Oh, burrito?
You don't even like a burrito?
I can't stand burritos. I'll give me a taco if that's the last thing on earth.
Really?
I don't like food mixed up together.
Learning
like that.
Something yeah. new about him. We learned yesterday he's a seamstress.
I am a seamster.
This dummy I work with.
Yep.
We're playing a game show yesterday. And I told these guys, write down factoids about yourself. So I am totally proofread it. I'm doing the game show. I look down. Crowder has written about himself. I'm a seamstress. And then he's trying to confirm it by telling me, no, I know how to sew.
I'm with sexual equality.
You're a sexual equality?
I'm a sexual equality. Right. I'm a big proponent of that.
Okay. He's a seamstress and a sexual equality.
Why a seamstress? Why can't it be a man? I don't like that.
Because it can't be. It's just not. It's not the definition.
Seriously, any piece of clothes that y'all have with a hole in it, I could take it personally and fix it with a piece of string and a needle.
No, but when you say you could fix it, you could sew it together. Anyone could do that. Make it look like it's not sewn together?
Flip it inside out so the seam's on the inside. Okay, and so then you line it up.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're not just saying that you could.
No, home economics, baby. I was getting ready to be married in high school.
I'm almost tempted to challenge him on this.
Bet money.
You're saying
if I gave
you a piece of clothing with a hole in it, you could fix it so it looks as if I took it to a tailor.
Yes. Or a seamstress.
I have a sock that has a hole in it. I'm going to bring it in tomorrow.
I don't want to do anything for you.
On this day in 1996, Jimmy Johnson was announced as the Dolphins head coach.
The good old days.
There's not a single coach out there. Well, I take that back. I still think, just for bleeps and giggles, that Jim and John Harbaugh are both possibilities. I really do think that Chris Greer and Stephen Ross would love to make a giant splash if they could. I don't think that they can, but I do think that they're trying up until the last minute.
You know what discouraged me about the Harbaugh thing? Is I was waiting after the Ravens got knocked out. When the Chargers beat them, like that Monday, I was like, Nothing. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And no legs. And then, Jim, you could have hollered at the Michigan Harbaugh a long time ago if you wanted to.
I think it would take a while to break that down, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think you'd have to be working on it and sweetening the deal. And
just make him the highest paid coach. They'll leave.
On this day in 2018, Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, became the second man worth over $100 billion. Now, I don't know if you saw the news today. Jeff Bezos is getting divorced.
Bro, we got to work that out.
$137 billion is his net worth. He does not have a prenuptial agreement.
He got to go to edible arrangements. He got to head to Beverly's. He got to work that out.
I think that's done. He's like dating his friend's ex-wife now.
No, yeah, he is. It's done. There's pictures of him. He's dating a former news
anchor.
Give me
his number. I got to call him.
Bro,
let the news anchor go.
But like, don't
you think? Work it out with Mrs. Bezos.
But like, if Mrs. Bezos, if they offer $1 billion, that's appropriate. I mean, it's 1/137th of what he has, but $1 billion, you'd live off the rest of your life with no problem.
I want half, Eddie. You remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember that. Half, Eddie.
Yes, man.
Do you know what that is, Valero?
Coming to America?
It's either Raw or Delirious. Which one is it, do you know?
I think it was Delirious.
Half, Eddie.
Yes. It's the black and purple.
Although, to be quite honest.
Black and blue little leather suit.
To be quite honest, that was Delirious then, right? Because Raw was the red suit.
Yeah.
You seen any of those Eddie Murphy stand-ups yet?
I thought it was one stand-up, Raw and Delirious. I just thought that was a title.
You thought it was Eddie Murphy,
two.
Raw and Delirious.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is no joke. For people that haven't listened to the show for a while, my right hand to God, young Eric Falero here, we were talking about Richard Pryor on the show one day, and Falero thought he was white.
Yeah, that did happen.
I thought he was like an actor, like just like a regular actor, white actor. And then you told me he was a comedian. And then I found out he was black. And I was like, didn't know.
That's the noise you make when you find out somebody's black?
Oh, didn't know. Oh, Lucky the Bookie.
Picadillo.
Picadillo, bro.
Picadillo.
Just didn't want to say it to you like
why?
That.
Why wouldn't you say I'm having picadillo?
Because you're not Hispanic like me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a quesadilla, it's picadillo. Like, nobody says, I'm eating picadillo.
Crowder would say it like that.
Man, my heart is hurting for old Bezos. About to lose, about 70 million? But 70 like, billion?
Billion.
How rich do you have to be? Like,
my
67 billion to just divorce my wife.
Man, to be quite honest, he could give her $100 billion. He's still got 37. What could you not do with $37 billion that you could do with $100 billion? I'm not kidding you. What could you do? Nothing.
Man, work it out.
But on this day in 1996, Jimmy Johnson was introduced as the Dolphins head coach. There, I don't think there's a splash to be made like that available now. We'll talk a little bit about the Dolphins head coaching search when we come back.